In this episode, I talk about banking, fractional reserve banking, and the importance of the banking function and controlling it in your life. I had fun, and thanks for listening. Welcome to the Banking with Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery. And today, and I was asking myself, James, what do you want to talk about today? And I figured that I would talk about banking and the simplicity of banking. And if you just think about this for a minute, banking is the oldest profession in the world. I know what you're thinking. You've been told the oldest profession was something else. And I'm telling you, no, that profession was financed. So that makes banking the oldest profession in the world. And then banking is the most profitable business in the world. Now, let's think this through. If the banking is the oldest, oldest profession and the most profitable business in the world, maybe we should know something about banking today. Maybe if it is possible, if it were possible, maybe we could become our own banker. Maybe we could learn to control the banking function in our life. And then maybe we could learn what that actually means, to control the banking function in our life. Now, if I ask you a question and you're not here to answer it, I only want you to answer out loud. If I ask you a question, the answer is going to come to your mind. Just don't say it out loud. How much money did you earn last year? You got that number in your mind immediately. All right, now, how much of that money can you get your hands on today? That's a much different number, and I would bet much smaller than you wish it were. So the infinite banking concept is a method, a system, a process in which you can control the banking function in your life and thereby redirecting that flow of money going away from you to return to you. Now, I know there's a lot there, right? But it's very, very, very simple. If we look at the banking function today, right? The modern banking system, fractional reserve banking, which is purely evil, nothing wholesome about it whatsoever. We go to the bank, we put money into the bank in the form of a deposit. And then if we borrow money, whether you borrow the money or not, the bank that you put your money on deposit with loans money out. They don't loan your money. They don't loan their money. They loan money that didn't exist. Right. You made a deposit, fractional reserve banking, and a fraction of their loans they must have remaining on deposit. Historically, that reserve ratio has been about 10 to 1. So if the bank has $1 million outstanding in loans, they need to have about $100,000 in reserve. Well, today, this is 2024. There is no reserve requirement in today's banking system. Yeah, think about that. You know the banking system's fragile as much as anybody, right? And you have no control over it whatsoever. So I'm just talking about the infinite banking concept, and it's something that you may wish to learn about. Maybe you're already practicing banking. Maybe your friends have been talking about it. You go online, you'll probably pull up about 4,000 or 5,000 TikToks, YouTubes, and all kinds of, there's a billion experts out there, right? Maybe not a billion in the infinite banking footprint, but there's a lot of people that appear to be experts, and God bless them. You might want to learn about this concept in a more in-depth way than even this episode, maybe 30 minutes tops. I happen to have about 500 videos on the Banking with Life channel, and there is really good content there, a lot of nuance, a lot of education, and that could be a resource for you to go to learn. But nothing takes the place of the infinite banking concept as created, discovered by R. Nelson Nash, my late friend and mentor. He wrote a book called Becoming Your Own Banker. So I think you should go there. He also wrote a second book called Building Your Warehouse of Wealth. And so I just want to talk about banking today. And if some of these things that I'm saying are true, prove me wrong to see if they're true, right? Is banking the oldest profession in the world or not? Is banking the most profitable profession in the world or not? And if it is, or it happens to be, we should maybe, I mean, it might be of interest to us to learn about the banking system and about banking. And banking, in the manner in which I'm speaking, is nothing more than the movement of money, deposits, withdrawals, loans, loan repayments, the movement of money. And then controlling that banking function in your life. How much of that banking function do you control? Can you control, or do you even wish to control? And my encouragement is that you can learn how to become your own banker, and it's really, really simple. I'm not saying that, you can listen to a 30-minute episode of anything and be able to embrace it and implement it and what have you. So the infinite banking concept uses dividend paying whole life insurance as a place to put money, right? Your capital reserves. Well, if you look at a bank and consider what the capital stock of a bank is money. So before you get into the banking function or control, getting to the banking business or controlling the banking function, you have to have a stockpile of money. You've got to have a pile of money. Where should you pile your money up? It's a fair question, right? Maybe you want to put it in the stock market to get a rate of return. Maybe you want to put it into real estate, you know, to have an income. And there's so many places that you can put your money. You know as well as I do, there's a demand for your money, right? And I've always said money's like a horse. If you don't give it a job, it'll wander away from you, right? So if the capital stock of a bank is money, maybe we should consider piling up our money somewhere. And if you think about that, well, of course, it sounds easy, James, and it makes sense. I know it's difficult. I understand it could be very difficult, right? Your money must reside somewhere, though. You're piling up money somewhere. Might be a little pile, might be a big pile, but it's residing somewhere. Right. If we want to become our own banker, if we embrace this idea of becoming your own banker, as R. Nelson Nash taught in his book, Becoming Your Own Banker, maybe we should learn a little bit about what he encouraged you to consider, which was purchasing dividend-paying whole life insurance. And I understand when I say life insurance, that automatically turns people off if they're in their 50s or 60s because they have a preconceived idea about life insurance. And then if you go out into the big wide world and listen to any financial guru out there, they all tell you how terrible whole life is. And it's a world's worst place to put your money. Well, maybe they're right. But should you just take them at their word, or should you discover it for yourself, right? I don't know. You might want to discover it for yourself. If R. Nelson Nash is right, dividend-paying whole life insurance is worthy to be considered a place to pile up money, right? You might want to know. And if it is and you pile up money, then all of a sudden you have the capital stock that's required of a bank. Before you can lend money, you have to have access to money. Right. And if you want to control that banking function, you want to control and own the entity in which you pile up your money. This is so simple. And I was thinking, you know, as I said earlier, James, what do you want to talk about? And I really want to talk about the simplicity of banking. It is so simple. You pile up money, and then you have the money moving to and from in your own control. And the fact is, you know, you finance everything you purchase. So, James, I don't buy anything. I don't need to finance anything. Everything you do is financed, whether you pay cash and give up interest you could have earned, or you formally finance and pay someone else interest. And then you're just relying on the third-party lender if you do that, right? If I buy something on credit, who controls that? Who controls that activity? Well, I control what I bought to a limit, right? Because the credit card company is going to give me a limit. The banker is going to give me a limit. So I can control what I purchase up to that limit. But then who controls the loan repayment? Well, I do within, very fundamental parameters. There's a minimum that's required, whatever kind of loan it is, whether it's a HELOC, personal line of credit, an installment note, automobile note, a mortgage note. They're telling you how to pay it back and when to pay it back. Now, you can pay it back sooner if you want, of course. Nobody wants to pay interest. I get it. But what happens when something goes wrong? Who controls that? What if they get mad? They don't even have to get mad. What if they change the rules of the game? Right? Call a note. Right? You're not really controlling, in essence. You don't really have that much control of the banking function if you're using third-party lenders. That's my point, okay? So if it's the oldest profession, the most profitable profession, maybe it's worthy to learn about, all right? Nelson used to say everyone should be in two businesses. Whatever it is, number one, whatever it is you do for a living. And number two, you should finance that. What you do for a living. Well, maybe I'm not in business. Maybe I'm an employee. I work somewhere and I love it and it's great and it works out. Well, everything that I purchase, all the cars, the education, the vacations, every, moderate size purchase is financed. It's either pay cash, give up interest you could have earned, or you borrow and pay interest to a third party. And that's really not complicated. That's very, very simplistic. For me to purchase something with cash, I had to have accumulated the cash somewhere. And as soon as I take it and spend it, I get the enjoyment of whatever that is I purchased. The item, maybe it's a vacation, I got the experience. But I'm never, ever, ever going to earn interest on that money again. Ever. So I gave up interest I could have otherwise earned. Or I'm going to put it on credit cards. I'm going to borrow and use a third party lender's money to make that purchase. And then I'm going to repay that loan. There's no exceptions to that. That is so simple. All right. Okay. Now, if I get into this idea of becoming my own banker, and okay, James, I want to learn about life insurance and potentially using dividend paying whole life insurance as a place to put money to accumulate capital formation, right? The capital stock of a bank. And now I have access to this because life insurance is a contract, right? And it's an Einbeinstrasse, a unilateral contract. So if I have the cash value in the policy, then I have access to that cash value. If I borrow against it to make a purchase, I'm going to pay the life insurance company interest. There's no question about that. And then I'm going to control the loan repayment. It gives me the greatest amount of control that I'm aware of when it comes to the banking function. And I think it's good enough that you should consider it. Just personal encouragement. All right, but even that simple. Going and buying life insurance, the infinite banking concept, that is very simple. Now, it gets polluted just like the fractional reserve banking system has been polluted and turned evil. Us, when we go to the bank paying interest on money that didn't exist, it's evil. It's been perverted, right? This is the most wholesome way that I'm aware of that we can control the banking function. Like I said, life insurance is a contract. I'm buying life insurance. Yes, it comes with the death benefit. It doesn't come any other way, but there's so much value to the death benefit. I've got hours of podcast on that. All right. There's value there. But I buy life insurance and I have the cash value. I go out into the big wild world. And don't you know the infinite banking concept has been polluted? It's almost turned into a clown world on social media. Nelson's been gone several years now. He printed the book in 2000. He discovered the concept in 1980, and it's making the rounds out in the big wide world, getting more and more exposure. And so it's going to be perverted. You can easily potentially agree that, of course, it's been perverted. And I'm telling you, it can be very, very simple. It is very, very simple. Doesn't have to be perverted. Doesn't have to be made better than it is. Doesn't have to be turned into a sales fest for the life insurance agent or the financial guru. It doesn't have to be made better than it is because someone came along and they said confidently on some social media channel that they've improved Nelson's great idea. Well, God bless them. And I'm saying that, I want to bring that up because it's very simple. Even whenever you practice the infinite banking concept as discovered and taught by R. Nelson Nash. I got an email the other day, and the email was, you know, not overly lengthy, but the last sentence in the email was this: just looking for a breakdown. I'm not trying to annoy anyone about policy illustrations, especially James, LOL. I watch a lot of his videos, so I know illustrations are a big topic and an area of contention. And, you know, I kind of chuckled when I read that. I appreciate the email. I don't have I'm not contentious about illustrations. I think that you should be informed before you put money anywhere. In the life insurance industry, it's full of illustrations. You know, before you buy life insurance, you'd like to know how it might perform, what you're buying, what kind of death benefit you're buying. For your premium, what kind of cash value might you expect? I'm all about illustrations as a guide map, right? As opposed to, this is, you know, what I'm going to do in face of the unknown future, and the life insurance company says, I'm going to do this, i.e. pay a dividend or produce this much death benefit whenever you graduate. What I don't like, and what apparently sometimes I come across as contentious about, is all of the gamification that has occurred within the infinite banking footprint, right? The life insurance license is one of the easiest ones to get. Some illustrations are a lot of, an illustration, all illustrations, except maybe term illustrations, can be manipulated. And I'm not saying for that it's all nefarious, right? But they can be massaged and built. And I'm just, when that occurs, I'm just saying that the only thing that's going on is really numbers on a page being moved around, right? So if the idea of the infinite banking concept has any interest to you and you go down that path, my encouragement would be go to the sources, the original sources, R. Nelson Nash, Becoming Your Own Banker. Not any other book by any other name. Becoming Your Own Banker, that book is where you should start. 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations. It's an easy read. It'll insult a lot of PhDs. It'll insult the individual that may have a master's or a bachelor's. You know, I've seen them insulted personally. The simplicity of Nelson's work, right? Okay, well, I scratched my head on that one, but God bless them. And then his second book, Building Your Warehouse of Wealth. Go to the source is my encouragement. If the infinite banking idea, the infinite banking concept, the idea that you can become your own banker, the potential interest that you may have in learning whether or not you can control the banking function and what it would mean to you, your family, and your progeny by controlling the banking function, if you have any interest in that, those two books, and then he also has a 6.5-hour video available digitally or, you know, with the DVD, the old plastic in your game box. 6.5 hours. R. Nelson Nash himself, not his followers, not people who have read and want to rewrite and bastardize his work. No, from the author and the creator himself. So go there. That's how, in my belief and understanding, and in my encouragement, that's how you would discover whether or not the infinite banking concept would be of any interest to you. Maybe it's not. Perfect. No problem. You learned something, right? But if it is, well, then, you know, that's where it all begins, right? Once you discover it, how do you do that? It's not complicated. It's very easy, right? Find out who is practicing the infinite banking concept. Who's done it? You know, who's doing it? Who can show you not shortcuts, because there are no shortcuts. You know, do you know anyone who can show you the direct path on how to become your own banker with dividend paying life insurance here? 24 years after that book was printed, 44 years after Nelson discovered this idea of the infinite banking concept. And if you can't find anyone, by all means, reach out to me. Go to bankingwithlife.com. Go to our YouTube channel and just vet us. See if there's anything there that interests you or that resonates with you. And if so, reach out to us. That's what we do at James C. Nethery and Associates all day long. And I'm not trying to make a commercial out of this at all. Have a website, like I said, Banking with Life. There's a ton of resources there. The YouTube channel has over 500 videos. And I want to bring this up because it is so, so simple. You know, the complication is most of the time between our own ears. Other than that, it's with people, right? Get a room full of people, and that's the only problem. There's people in there. So, what are you saying, James? Look, I love people. I just don't want to hang around them. What I'm saying is go to the source, right? Find somebody that you resonate with. Find somebody that you can talk to, right? And then reach out to them. And I'm just saying, if you can't find anyone, or the people that you do find, maybe you don't resonate with them. Okay, maybe you resonate with us. And we have open arms here, banking all day long at the James C. Nethery and Associates. Banking with Life is all we do, the infinite banking concept, all day, day in and day out. Now, I don't want to say that's the only thing I do, because it's not. I've been an investment advisor a long time. I've got a lot of clients, and I've had these clients for many years. And not all of them practice banking, right? That's all we focus on, is taking care of our existing clients and pushing forward the idea that you, whomever you are, you can become your own banker, and you can control the banking function at the you and the me level. And it is extremely simple. And if it gets too complicated, that may be a red flag. I'm just saying, because it is so simple. All right. So the banking function is going to be performed by someone, and they're going to be profitable, right? Yep, that's right. And you should control the banking function in your life as it relates to you. And you can retain that profitability, not only for you and your family currently, but your future generations. And most of the time when people get exposed to this idea, you know, it's very common to hear almost 100% of the time, I didn't know you could do this. You know, is this legal? I wish I'd heard it 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And people date themselves by that, right? If you tell me, James, I wish I'd heard this 40 years ago, well, I know you're about 60 years of age. Around, I mean, I don't know. I would, you know, ballparking it. James, I wish I'd heard this 20 years ago. You know, you're probably 35 or 40 years old. James, I wish I'd heard this 10 years ago. You know, you're probably 25 or 30 years old. I'm just saying, we date ourselves when we first discover this idea of the infinite banking concept and say, wow, I wish I'd heard about this sooner, and put a date on it. I do want to say that it's not too late for you. Just because we're using life insurance, you may be older, you may be younger, you may have some health challenges, you can still become your own banker, right? It's not too old. It is worth your investigation, right? And I think Herbert Spencer said along the lines of, there's a principle that cannot fail to keep, but to keep man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation. So set aside your preconceived ideas about life insurance and go discover who R. Nelson Nash was and what he did and what it can mean to you. And if we cross paths in the future, you know, I can't wait. So that's all I have today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.